And also to the lotus feet of all my beloved God brothers and God sisters, all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, friends and guests who come to this most auspicious Bhagavat Katha assembly. So Srila Gurudev is now revealing the importance of the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam to us. As he told, he has given us so much understanding of the pastimes of Krishna in 10th canto. But without understanding the 11th canto and the teachings that are here, it will not be possible to fully enter into the pastimes of Krishna. Because here, the actual activities of pure Bhagavad Dharma are explained, and how a devotee should execute his spiritual life. What are the necessary qualifications? What is the behavior of a Vaishnava? How does he live? How does he perform his devotional practices? How does he become detached from this gross, materialistic, illusory happiness of this world and take shelter of the eternal happiness of service to the lotus feet of Krishna? So in this conversation given in 11th canto, these Navayogendras, these nine very great sages, are answering the questions of Maharaj Nimi. And these questions are very relevant for all who want to enter into Bhagavad Dharma. So if we study this conversation very minutely, then we can gain so much from it. Now Maharaj Nimi is asking the question to these nine Yogendras, and so far Kavi Rishi, he has answered. Now Havi Rishi will begin to answer the second question, second group of questions that Maharaj Nimi is asking. So he is asking, now please tell me in greater detail about the devotees of the Supreme Lord. What are the natural symptoms by which I can distinguish between the most advanced devotees and those that are on the middle level and those who are neophyte, beginning level? What are the typical religious activities of a Vaishnava? And how does he speak? And specifically, please describe those symptoms and characteristics by which the Vaishnavas become dear to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So now in the beginning of his answer, Sri Havi Rishi, he begins to explain the definition of the three different categories of Vaishnavas, beginning with topmost, Mahabhagavat Vaishnava. This Mahabhagavat Vaishnava has a very specific symptom by which he can be recognized. And that is Sarva Bhuteshu Yak Pashyed Bhagavat Bhavam Atmanaha Bhutani Bhagavat Yatman Yesha Bhagavat Uttama. Bhagavat Uttama means topmost amongst all the Bhagavats, all the devotees of the Lord. So here he's saying Sarva Bhuteshu Yak Pashyed. What is the vision of a Mahabhagavat Vaishnava? He sees Bhagavad Bhavam Atmanaha. What is there in his heart? What is his own transcendental moods of divine prema, loving devotion to the Supreme Lord? Wherever he looks, he also sees that in all living beings. When he looks here or there at the animate and inanimate objects of this world, he sees his Supreme Lord, his worshipable deity, everywhere by dint of his own moods, his own divine prema. Just like the highest example of the Braja Gopis. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, the Braja Gopis, they are glorifying the Venugit, the flute song of Krishna. They are telling there how much they see all the different living beings in Vrindavan who are so much attracted to the sound of Krishna's flute. Even the inanimate objects like the rivers, like the clouds, and all the forest animals, like the deer, like the birds in the trees. They are seeing all of those living beings having the same mood of deep attraction to Krishna that they have, the same moods of anurag that they have in their hearts. They see that in the other living beings. This is the symptom of a Mahabhagavat. He does not only see the external bodies, but he sees within every living being the eternal soul who is part and parcel of Krishna. And he also sees that all the living beings are situated in their eternal service to Krishna.
One thing more. Gopis are not Uttam Mahabhagavat. You should not give this example. But you should give an example of Prahlad Maharaj.
They are also Uttam
Bhagavat. He is Uttam Bhagavat. But gopis are not. They are worshipable of Uttam,
So the Uttam Bhagavats, like Sri Prahlad Maharaj. So Prahlad Maharaj, you all know, most of you know, how Sri Prahlad Maharaj, he saw his worshipable Lord everywhere in everything. Therefore he was always completely peaceful and satisfied, even in the face of danger and death, as his father was trying to kill him. His father in so many ways was trying to destroy his own son, take his life. But Prahlad Maharaj was completely shanta, completely peaceful, because of his knowledge, because of his deep devotion to his Lord and Master, his Ishtadev, Lord Narayan, who he sees in everyone and in everything. So in this way, the highest devotee, actually he is always situated in that consciousness, in that very high stage of consciousness, but he sometimes comes down to a level in which he discriminates and he sees living beings within this world, how they are not engaged in the eternal service of the Lord. And then he comes down to very madhyam uttam level and he preaches out of compassion for the conditioned souls in this world. So the intermediate, the madhyam adhikari Vaishnava, he is given the description here. Havi Rishi is describing that you can recognize the symptoms of a madhyam adhikari by the way that he deals with four different categories. Ishure tada dineshu, balisheshu disatsu cha, prema maitri kripa peksha, yat karoshi sa madhyama. So madhyam adhikari, he sees Ishwara. Ishwara means the supreme personality of Godhead. He recognizes his worshipable Lord. And toward his worshipable Lord, he has pure love and devotion, prema. Although the word prema is used here, of course the madhyam adhikari has not yet achieved the stage of prema, but prema in a general sense is used here, that he has loving devotion to the Supreme Lord. Ishwaretad adineshu. Then adineshu means the pure devotees, the devotees of the Lord. He has maitri, very great affection and friendship mood toward the devotees of the Lord. He does not have any envy in his heart toward anyone, and he offers his respectful obeisances to all the devotees and makes friendship with them. Prema Maitri Kripa. Then Bali Sheshu. Bali Sheshu means like the innocent, childlike masses of people in this material world who do not have any transcendental knowledge. They do not even know that they are eternal souls, that they are not this material body. They are suffering within this world of birth and death repeatedly for millions of lives. So the Madhyam Adhikari has kripa, compassion for them, and therefore he fully absorbs himself day and night in following the instructions of Guru and trying to liberate all of these jiva souls within this world. So that is kripa. And finally, Bali Sheshu Dvisatsu. Dvisatsu means those who are atheists, who are actually envious of the Supreme Lord. They deny his existence, or they deny his eternal personal form, like Mayavad. They say that you are God, I am God, we are all God. We can merge into his existence and become God. All of these very fallacious theories and tendencies of the conditioned soul to be separate from the Supreme Lord, very atheistic tendencies. So how does the Madhyam Adhikari deal with them? Prema, Maitri, Kripa, Apeksha. Apeksha means he neglects them. He does not make the attempt to preach to them. They have no faith, they have no attraction, therefore he stays apart, separately from them. But actually it does not mean he is not giving them mercy. He is also trying to correct them by neglecting them. So in this way, a Madhyam Adhikari, devotee, is understood by these symptoms. So then the third class devotee is also described, the Kanishta. That the third class devotee is said that he has some kind of shraddha, some kind of faith. Archayam eva haraye pujam yak shraddhaye hate. Natat bhakteshu chanyeshu sa bhakta prakrita smrita. Archayam eva haraye. He has shraddha in worshipping the deity form of the Lord in the temple. He keeps this kind of mood in his heart. He will go to the temple, he will offer obeisances, he will pray to the deity of the Lord. He will become devoted in this area of bhakti. But he does not understand Archayam eva hare pujam yak shraddhaye hate natad bhakteshu chanyeshu. He has not developed his vision yet to be able to see who are the devotees of the Lord. How to honor the bhaktas, how to honor the different levels and different classes of devotees, how to properly worship even the Mahabhagavat devotees. He doesn't know how to interact. And also within the material world, he can become affected. His shraddha is komala. It is soft, pliable. So if he associates with persons who are advocating some other type of philosophy, this ism, that ism, new age isms, then what happens to him? Oh, he starts to believe that. He can deviate very easily from the path of pure bhakti. So the third class devotee is described in this way. And by remaining in the third class position is somewhat dangerous, because in that position, not being able to recognize the position of the Vaishnavas, then he can easily commit Vaishnava aparad. Vaishnava aparad means offense against the lotus feet of a devotee. And there are different levels of devotees. Especially if one commits an offense against the lotus feet of a Uttam Vaishnava, a Mahabhagavat devotee. Oh, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained, this is the mad elephant offense. Hati Mata. Because just like an elephant comes into a garden, if the elephant comes into a garden where there are small little plants and trees beginning to grow, oh, it is a very dangerous situation for those plants and trees, because the elephant will crush them or uproot them with his trunk if he is a mad elephant. So if one allows this tendency to criticize, to perform Vaishnav Ninda, to perform such offenses and blasphemy against devotees of the Lord, even those who are in Madhyam level or even Kanishta level, oh, then there is reaction, very severe reaction. What will happen? Even his duration of life, all of his wealth, his health, all of his good fortune, but especially his bhakti, lata, his creeper of devotion, will be severely harmed. So therefore, so many warnings are given there in Shastras. So many descriptions are given of persons who have made such mistakes before and offended Vaishnavas. Just like, for example, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is Chaitanya Bhagavat, the story of Devananda Pandit is given there. Devananda Pandit was a very great scholar of Srimad Bhagavatam. And in Navadvip Dham, he had many students. And they were coming to his classes. And he was also reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto. And he was telling so many shlokas that were describing the beauty and pastimes of Krishna. And by and by, as he was sitting with this assembly, the great, great pure devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srivas Thakur, came into that assembly. And when he came into the assembly, he sat down very inconspicuously in the rear of the assembly and he was hearing. But because he's a Maha Bhagavat, topmost, actually he's incarnation of Narada Muni in Chaitanya Leela. So Srivas Thakur was hearing these verses, and because of his great level of pure devotion and praying, he became overwhelmed. He went very deep into devotional trance, and so many ecstatic symptoms came in his body, tears and trembling and crying like this. But the students of Devananda Pandit, they saw him and they thought, who is this person? Who, he's disturbing our assembly? We must remove him. We should remove him from the assembly so that our teacher will not be disturbed in his discourses. So they took Srivas Thakur, who was not even aware, he was oblivious to his external surroundings, and they picked him up and placed him outside of the assembly. Very, very great offense. But Devananda Pandit, who was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, he did not stop the students from doing this. And because of this, later on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu completely rejected Devananda Pandit. And he fell into a very, very miserable condition. And he was completely devoid of all happiness. All of his good fortune in life diminished. And finally, by the help of another great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Miniketana? No, Varkeshwara Pandit, he helped Devananda Pandit to understand what offense he had committed. And some years later, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taken sannyas and again returned to Navadvip Dham one final time, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the assembly of millions and millions of people who came to see him. And in that assembly, there were so many persons who were previously offensive toward Mahaprabhu. And here now they were begging for forgiveness, and Mahaprabhu was forgiving all of their offenses. Devananda Pandit was there. And when he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, I will forgive you if you bow at the lotus feet of Srivas Thakur and beg forgiveness from him. And therefore, Devananda Pandit went and fell at the feet of Srivas Thakur. But of course, Srivas Thakur, being a pure Mahabhagwat, he doesn't accept any offense. He never considers that anyone has offended him. This is their nature, that they are just as humble as a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree. They are the personification of humility. But yet, Devananda Pandit begged him, and Srivas Thakur embraced him, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him.
You want to go beyond the subject.
So, in this way,
Indriya Pranam Anudhyan,
so, after describing these three different categories of Vaishnavas, now Havi Rishi begins to explain more about how the Vaishnava lives, what are his symptoms. He says, even while engaging his senses in contact with their objects, one who sees this whole world as the energy of Lord Vishnu is neither repelled nor elated. He is indeed the greatest amongst the devotees. Dehendriya Pranamano Dhyam Yo Janmapyayakshud bhaya tarsha kritshai samsara dharmair avimuhyamana smritya harir bhagavata pradana. Within the material world, one's material body is always subject to birth and to decay. Similarly, the life airs, the prana within one's body, becomes harassed by hunger and thirst, by the mind is always very anxious, full of anxiety, the intelligence hankers for that which cannot be obtained, and all of the senses are ultimately exhausted by the constant struggle in this material nature. But a person who is not bewildered by the inevitable miseries in this material world, material existence, and who remains aloof from them simply by remembering the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is to be considered Bhagavat Pradhan, the foremost devotee of the Lord. So a pure devotee of the Lord is never irritated or agitated by any circumstances within this world. Even a devotee who has come to the stage of Uttam Adhikari and reached Bhav Avastha, he has 9 symptoms that are visible with him. Kshantir, Vyartha, Kalatvam, Viraktir, Mana, Shunyata. Kshantir, he's always...
Explain another slope.
Okay. He is always very tolerant of every situation.
Nakam karma vijana.
Nakama karma bijanam yasya chetasi sambhava vasudevaika nilaya savai bhagavatottama. One who has taken exclusive shelter of the Supreme Lord Vasudev becomes free from all fruitive activities, from all karmas, which are based on material lust. Kama karma bijanam. Based upon the seed of material desires within this world. So someone who has taken exclusive shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, all these bijas, all these seeds of desire, material desire, to perform even sinful or pious activities, they become completely destroyed. In fact, one who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord is freed from even the desire to enjoy material sense gratification. Plans for enjoying sex life, social prestige, and money, they cannot develop within his mind. And thus, he is considered Bhagavat Uttama, a pure devotee of the Lord on the highest platform. Then, Nayasya Janma Karma Bhyam Navar Varnashrama Jati Bhi Sajjate Smin Aham Bhavo Dehe Vaisa Hare Priya. Birth in an aristocratic family and the execution of austere and pious activities, they certainly cause a person to take pride in himself. And similarly, if one enjoys a prestigious position within society because his parents are highly respected members of the Varnashram social system, then one becomes even more infatuated with himself. But if despite these excellent material qualifications, one does not feel even a tinge of pride within himself, he is to be considered the dearmost servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nayasya sva para iti vitte svatmani va vidha sarva bhuta samashanta savai bhagavatottama. When a devotee gives up the selfish conception by which he thinks, this is my property and that is his property. When he gives up this selfish conception, and when he is no longer concerned with the pleasures of his own material body, or he is indifferent to the discomforts of others, then he becomes fully peaceful and satisfied. He considers himself simply one among all the living beings, which are equally part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So such a satisfied Vaishnava is considered to be at the highest standard of pure devotion. Three Bhuvana, Vibhava, Het, Ave, Pyakunta, Smritir, Ajatma, Suradi, Bir, Vimrigya, Nachalati, Bhagavati, Padara, Vindal, Lava, Nimishardham, Api, Yasa, Vaishnavagriya. The lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are sought even by the greatest of demigods, such as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, who have all accepted the Supreme Personality of Godhead as their life and soul. A pure devotee of the Lord can never forget those lotus feet in any circumstance. He will not give up his shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord for a single moment, indeed, not even for half a moment. Even in exchange for the benediction of ruling and enjoying the opulence of the entire universe, such a devotee of the Lord, he is to be considered the best among the Vaishnavas. Bhagavata Uru Vikramangrisaka Nakamani Chandrikaya Nirastatape Hridikatam Upashidatam Punasa Prabhavati Chandra Ivoditeir Katapa. How can the fire of material suffering continue to burn the hearts of those who worship the Supreme Lord? The Lord's lotus feet have performed innumerable heroic deeds, and the beautiful nails on his lotus feet resemble valuable jewels. The effulgence emanating from those nails resembles cooling moonshine, for it instantly relieves the suffering within the heart of a pure devotee, just as the appearance of the moon's cooling light relieves the burning heat of the sun. Visrijati hridayam nayasya sakshad darir avasabhihito pyago ganasha pranaya rasanaya dritangri padma sabhavati bhagavata pradana ukta. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is so kind to the conditioned souls that if they call him by speaking his holy name, even unintentionally or unwillingly, they call him by speaking his holy name, then the Lord is inclined to destroy innumerable sinful reactions in their hearts. Therefore, when a devotee who has taken shelter of the Lord's lotus feet chants the holy name of Krishna with genuine love, then the Supreme Personality of Godhead can never give up the heart of such a devotee. One who has thus captured the Supreme Lord within his heart is to be known as Bhagavat Pradhan, the most exalted devotee of the Lord.
If anyone is telling that I am Mahabhagavat,